Hello, friends. Welcome back to another Bite-Sized Blessings. I just want to dig right in. I want to record this now while it's fresh in my mind because I just had an amazing experience that left me in tears. I met this woman on Facebook. I don't know how we became friends, but we did. And she started to message me. She saw that I was someone who helps people with difficult experiences and trauma and life story events. And so she started to talk to me about some problems that she was having. She lives on the other side of the world in a very poor area of the world. And she asked me if I could help her. And she told me she didn't have any money to pay me. And I said, don't worry about it. Of course I'll help you. And we just kept up a little communication via Messenger. She would talk to me about the issues she was having, struggles with her life. And I kept giving her little nuggets of advice until finally one day she asked me if we could have a call together. And I said, sure. And the call was this morning, 9 a.m. for me, 10 p.m. for her. We use Facebook Messenger because she doesn't have Zoom, and I'm not really thinking too much of that. So I bring up the video call and it begins to dial and it's dialing and she hasn't picked up and I'm wondering if she's not going to pick up and then she does. And there she is, this beautiful woman from across the world talking to me on video. She is sitting in a kitchen. I can see a refrigerator behind her. I can see a wall that looks partially constructed, maybe kind of pieced together. There are some photographs hanging, and it looks like she's in a really small room. I can hear that there's other activity going on in the room. There are other people. I can hear them walking around. I hear someone, what sounds like mixing something in a bowl. So they're clearly in a kitchen. I hear a baby crying, and it's 10 p.m. So there's a lot of activity going on where she is in this kitchen, and she's clearly not in a place where she has any ability to have privacy or to be alone. So right away, I can tell her circumstances are very different. This is not a wealthy, not even a middle class kind of environment. It is a very basic and meager looking room. We begin to talk and she begins to tell me about how she's been feeling very sad. She's been feeling a heaviness over her. And I can see this in her face. Her eyes are heavy. She can barely keep them open. And she's wearing headphones, so she's able to talk to me. Just these blue wires coming from her ears, kind of like the type of headphones you might get for your children when they're young. And I wonder if they belong to one of her children or maybe a child that lives in the house where she's staying. She tells me that she is staying temporarily with her sister-in-law. And so I don't know how many people are living in this space. She also tells me that she is working as a domestic worker. And she's very sad at her job. She cries there sometimes. And she's not making enough money to be able to get a place of her own. And the thing that makes her the most sad is that she's been separated from her children. She is a single mother, came from what I assume is a domestic abuse situation. She didn't elaborate completely on that, because she's not been really ready to reveal all of the trauma that she's been through, but this is what I gather. And she has these two beautiful daughters who are living with her sister, and it's not a good situation. She doesn't get along with the sister, and she's very, very sad that her children are living there. She feels like her sister is turning them against her, and the whole situation is just bad. She's really, really down and depressed. And as we're talking, I'm beginning to offer her some advice about how she can begin to cultivate more self-esteem so that she can gather strength, so that she can begin to improve her circumstances. I'm talking to her about self-worth. I'm talking to her about self-love. I'm talking to her about finding gratitude in even the small things that she has. And the whole time that I'm talking to her, I know that I'm being useful and she's telling me how much she appreciates it and she's telling me how much it's helping her. But the whole time, all I can see is how starkly different her circumstances are from any person who I've ever tried to help before. This woman was living under circumstances that I have not seen except in foreign countries. Very difficult, very hard type of life that is stricken by poverty that is probably unfathomable to most people living in the United States. Even poor people living in the United States. This was something beyond that. And I'm babbling on, giving her all of these tips, and she's appreciating it, and she's so grateful and so gracious and so lovely. And I'm thinking, God, what am I doing? How am I going to possibly help this woman? Like, she needs so much more than these words that I'm giving her right now. She needs so much more than what little I can offer to her from all the way across the world. I felt so powerless. And yet she was telling me that I was helping her. And then she told me that she had gone to church and that she had prayed to God to send her help. And she told me that she thought I was that instrument from God, that I was sent to her to help her. And she wasn't just saying this. You know, I've heard things like this before. People will sound exaggerated or they'll be full of emotion and it's not as sincere. She didn't have any emotion as she told me this. This is just matter of fact. She was like, this is what I prayed for, and now I'm talking to you, and I know that what you're telling me is what I'm supposed to do. I need to see the value in myself. I need to have more self-worth. And she spoke very good English. She lived in a country where they don't speak English primarily, but I think everyone probably learns it. And the point of saying that is that I think the fact that we were able to communicate was a bit of a miracle in itself. And she was very articulate, very intelligent, but she looked at me through this face that had been through something I can't even fathom. No makeup. I don't think she probably even owns makeup. Her hair was pulled back. She had a few teeth missing in the front, and she was just this very beautiful, real woman who had been through something that I can't even imagine and lived a life that is just completely 180 degrees different from my life. At first, I felt a lot of pressure, and then I thought there wasn't really much I could do for her. And then I realized that some other circumstances that had been coming into my life over the past week have been giving me this same message. One of them had been the idea that when you're trying to help a lot of people, like I'm trying to do by having a podcast and by working with courses and my book club and all this stuff I'm trying to do to help people to learn and grow, and that sometimes when you are someone who is meant to be of service to the world, that that's your calling. You feel like that's your purpose. You're there to help people. You want to help people. You want to do more. But sometimes it's your job to help one person, to help one very poor woman from the other side of the world to get a little bit better so that maybe she can make a couple more dollars a week so that she could maybe get a place of her own and maybe have her children living with her again. And then I also remembered that I had asked God for something myself. I had asked God to show me where I was needed. I had asked to know where I was supposed to be serving, who I was supposed to reach, and to connect me with the people who needed me. And bam, it hit me like a ton of bricks. This is the person. We both prayed for the same thing on opposite ends of the world. She for help and me for someone to help. And we were connected through serendipity and the crazy magic of Facebook. And I don't mean for this to sound too religious, but divine connection, universal energy, is a very big force in my life. And I believe in it. It's me. And if you aren't aligned with that, that's fine. I'm just letting you know where I am. This was beyond something human, this connection. Because there's a woman about to go to bed tonight on the other side of the world who will make it through another day because she feels a little bit better now. And if she believes that I was sent to her by God, and if I believe that she was sent to me by God, who cares whether that's true or not? I happen to believe it is, but it doesn't matter because we both played an important role in each other's lives today, in that moment. And that's so powerful. So I guess my message is, let things come as they do. Ask for what you want and let it come into your life. Don't be afraid of making connections because you never know about that crazy connection with a stranger, how it's going to help someone. How your little smile in the grocery store might make someone's whole day better. I don't think there are any accidents. I think connections happen because there's always something to learn from it. There's always something to get wiser about through random connections, even simple ones, even the things that are not as profound as what happened to me. Anyway, this was just a powerful experience for me, and I wanted to share it with you because I feel like I'm supposed to share it with you, because maybe if you're listening to this, you will get something out of it. I'm not sure what, but maybe it'll inspire you to help someone else. Maybe it will say something to you that you need to hear. I don't know. I don't always know why I'm sharing what I'm sharing, and the same goes for you. If you're called to say something, if you're called to share something, just share it. So I guess that's the point of this whole message. There are tiny, wonderful miracles happening all the time, all across the world. And we don't have to understand them. We don't have to even know what they mean. We just have to notice them. We have to see that they're happening. And we have to be grateful for them. And if we can let ourselves be moved by them, how beautiful is that? If you can't tell, this was a very moving experience for me, and I'm gonna bask in that today. I hope you guys have an amazing day, and gosh, let me know if this touched you in some way. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know. I want to hear from you. Love you guys. Thanks for listening.